SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Wisconsin GOP Congressman Derek Van Orden tells the Salem Radio Network the New Year's Day attacks resulted from very weak national security policies from the Biden administration.
I would say that they are tragic but completely expected. And the reason I say they're expected is because we've had 4 years of the weakest leadership imaginable under the Biden administration. They have run a lawless regime. They have put politics above the security of the American people, and it's beginning to show.
And Van Orden says homegrown incidents of terrorism is to be expected because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Unfortunately, I believe that we are in store for more of these types of events. You simply can't allow 20 million unvetted people into a country and expect that even a small percentage of them would not conduct terrorist operations. And this is, of course, on top of the 170,000 plus unvetted Afghans that we brought in directly from a war zone.
Also at SRNnews.com, Mexico opens the possibility of receiving non-Mexican migrants deported by the United States. Here's George Williams with that story.
Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum said Friday that in cases where the U.S. would not return non-Mexican migrants to their home countries, that there could be what she called collaboration through different mechanisms. She did not specify, but Mexico could limit the number to certain nationalities or request compensation from the U.S. to offset transportation costs for moving such deportees out of Mexico. Mexico initially favored the return of other nationalities directly to their countries of origin. George Williams reporting.
Much of the Midwest, East, and even parts of the South getting slammed. It's the first major storm of the winter. Very heavy snow, up to a foot of snow in parts of eastern Kansas and Missouri. This is SRN News. Liberal pastors are actually blessing abortion clinics.
Since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-life laws have been sweeping the states and clinics have been closing. But the ones that remain have been seeking and receiving blessings from liberal clergymen. The Religious Community for Reproductive Choice is connecting the clinics with pastors who support abortion. Pro-life activist Josh Mercer tells the Daily Caller that it is, quote, wicked for religious practice to be hijacked to promote the killing of children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
First of the new year has ushered in hundreds of new laws around the nation. California will start enforcing a measure prohibiting school districts from adopting policies that require staff members to notify the parents if the children change their gender identification. That legislation was a priority for Democratic lawmakers. This is SRN News. A possible TikTok ban could affect millions of businesses.
Some businesses use the short video social media app to grow their business. Small business owners are using the platform in a variety of ways, from growing a customer base to advertising and marketing, as well as selling goods directly from the site. The Justice Department ordered the app's China-based parent company, ByteDance, to sell TikTok or face a U.S. ban by January 19th, citing security concerns. The Supreme Court will take up the matter in January. John Scott reporting.
Well, new vehicle sales in America up 2.7% last year as prices and interest rates did ease just a bit. Industry analysts say discounts like rebates and low-interest financing could get even better into 2025. They say the biggest deals coming from dealerships representing automakers that had trouble in 2024. More details at SRNnews.com.